Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Okay, now, where are we? We're going to Paul. Is Paul there? Is he? Is he there now? Yeah. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul. How are you? Yep, come on yourself. You are there. How's it going, Paul?
Not too bad, Dave. How about you?
It's going very well indeed. Absolutely, yes. As is
Ireland are playing a little 13-3. Bit better. Ireland are playing a little bit better, it looks like, yes. In Italy this afternoon.
Indeed, absolutely. Gary Ringrose, lovely try. So what's going on with you? What's going on with the movies? Paul Whittington it is from the Indo.
Yeah, three films on the kind of sort of African-American theme this week, Dave. And the biggest of them, I suppose, is The United States versus Billie Holiday, which is on Sky Cinema from yesterday, and is the kind of film that probably would have got a release, but isn't now. And she's a fascinating character. I'm sure you know a bit about her, but she had this terrible, terrible upbringing. Eleonora Fagan is her real name, by the way, which I didn't know until I.
Hold on, is there something? Am I getting confused here? Is there an 8-part series as well, or something?
Yeah, there is. No, you're not getting confused, Dave. There is, and that's coming soon, I think. But this is a feature film, and it focuses on the last 10 years of her life, really, because she became a huge star. She had a very unusual voice for people who haven't heard it. Like, she kind of, it was like her voice sounded like she was in pain or something, but she was a very distinctive singer. And in 1939, she recorded a song called Strange Fruit, which was basically about lynching, which the charming practice that was then still taking place in the South. And amazingly, the FBI went after her because of it, because she was having the bad taste to refer to something that was actually happening. J. Edgar Hoover, as we said before, was obsessed with this idea of a black uprising. And in this film, this guy called Harry Anslinger decides he had already got black agents to infiltrate the jazz scene on the East Coast in particular, and using heroin as the battering ram, because heroin had become a problem, and Billie Holiday was an addict, and because she kept singing this song, was warned not to, he decided to go after her, and he really did. She was sent to jail. She was barred from performing in a lot of states, and she was 44 when she died, and as she was on her deathbed, agents from his bureau, the Narcotics Bureau, decided to arrest her, and so she died with a handcuff on her leg to the bed, basically. So she was seriously persecuted, and this is what this film is about. An actress called Andra Day plays her, and she's the good thing about it, because she is very good, has her, and when she sings, she does this brilliant performance of live performance of Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and she's very good. But the film itself is a bit creaky.
Creaky? In what way? It's not. They didn't give it enough time in the edit.
Yeah, I just think it was usually with films that don't work properly, the writing is the problem, and writing is the problem here. The sort of bits of exposition, and people talk in ways that people don't really talk. And I think that there was, there are opportunities missed in terms of fleshing out her own character, even though the actress is very good. So yeah, it's a little bit TV movie of the week at times, but she's very good, and it does come alive, especially when she sings. And if you're at all interested in her story, which is very interesting, it's entertaining.
And tellingly, the title, it's not just like a biopic or a biopic, as they call it.
No,
Billie Holiday. This is The United States versus Billie Holiday.
Yeah, and it kind of fascinates me that, that they went after her because she had the bad manners to refer to something that was actually happening in the South. It's bizarre. It's like Alice in Wonderland or something. It's very strange, but that is exactly what happened.
Okay, and there is an 8-part series coming. This is a movie,
there is
a drama, and we had the documentary just a few months ago as well.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of interest in her at the moment. This is obviously the reason they were able to go after her was because she was an addict. It's because of heroin, and that's what made it easy for them. So
okay, so the movie should be a lot better. It's a bit creaky, but it's good enough, and the performance is very good. By what's her name?
Andra Day's really good. Yeah,
Andra
really good.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called The United States versus Billie Holiday, and we're talking Sky Cinema there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the more interesting 3-hour immersive documentaries I've seen this year, Dave. I Walk This Way is on IFI at home. It's a strange film. It's made by this character called Kali Gala, And it's ostensibly, some of it looks beautiful. It's about the lives of, homeless people, basically in and around 125th Street, sort of Harlem in Manhattan. And he kind of talks to them, and you hear their voices and the sort of music, and it's all kind of mesmerizing at times. But he interposes himself, the filmmaker, all the time. He made it. As he says himself, he made it with the help and inspiration of magic mushrooms. And at one point he goes to his parents, who look very mortified, can you imagine, and tells them that at times he thinks he's Jesus. He can confuse himself with Jesus. So strange film, there's no question. But it's kind of, parts of it are fascinating. Parts of it are nice to look at. And it's on IFI at home. And it's an interesting documentary, though not by any means for everybody.
And are the people on the street being interviewed?
They are. And the most... sort of loquacious of them is this guy, this Haitian guy who's called Frenchie for obvious reasons because Haitians speak French, and you're kind of pushed and pulled as to what kind of character he is, because the filmmaker sort of sanctifies him, and then turns out, of course, that he isn't the same, because nobody is. But the filmmaker keeps asking these people for advice, and it's sort of bizarre, and yet it's very unvain from the filmmaker's point of view. Like, he's kind of, there's something naive about it almost that makes it quite powerful at times. Too long, though.
It's well over 3 hours long, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's no need for that, Dave.
Okay.
There's no call for it.
In this day and age, during pandemic, I Walk yeah. This Way is what it's called. IFI at Home, yeah. It is, and it's nearly 200 minutes. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, Foster Boy, which is another film with an interesting premise that kind of blows it a bit, but... remember Matthew Modine? Do you remember him?
I do, yes, of course. Yeah.
From the 80s, yeah. Full Metal Jacket and so on.
Yeah.
He plays this lawyer. He's this sort of high-flying corporate lawyer with slick back hair and no particular time for anybody, who's in court at random when a judge tells him that he has to represent. He's waiting behind a case that's going on. He tells him he has to represent this kid called Jamal Randolph, who's probably about 17 or 18. He's been in foster homes all his life, and he's suing the company because who organized his fostering, and it's all about the business of for-profit foster companies, but only in America, who organize these foster families to look after them and pay them, but of course he was abused by several of them.
Wait a minute, these foster things are like privatized.
Yeah, everything's privatized in America. It's really effed up. I don't believe in privatized transport, never mind privatized fostering, but that's what happens. And Jamal is played by Shane Paul McGean. He's very good, and he's got PTSD. Like, he's traumatized, and he can't. He's very angry, obviously. And so you have this very uneasy relationship between the slick lawyer who wants nothing to do with this kid and wants to lose the case, and obviously gradually becomes more interested in it. It's a very serious subject and a very interesting subject. But again, writing is a problem in this film. It's all a bit clumsily pulled together, and you kind of know where it's going. You know that Matthew Modine's character is cynical in order that his cynicism will be overcome, kind of thing. You know, so it's a little bit on the predictable side.
Not a true story, no.
No, not a true story, but inspired by true stories. Sadly, yeah. There's plenty like it. But I mean, can you imagine a world in which people profit from? Yeah. Fostering, anyway.
Okay, so you're talking the United States versus Billie Holiday, and it's not as good as it should be at all. I Walk
But
this,
she's good in
she's
it.
She's good in yeah. it, yeah. I Walk This Way, which is good, very long, and Foster Boy, which is not as good as it should be either.
This is correct.
Indeed. Anything else? I've been watching Call My Agent. I finally caught up with that. Have you seen any of that?
The French one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. They're kind of funny, aren't they?
That's good enough, yeah. I mean, one of the things that people don't really admit to, when you have to read subtitles, when you have to read what's on the screen, I'm fine with that, no problem. But you do miss things. Now, I know there's no major kind of locations in this. It's basically an office or a restaurant and just people talking. But like, you want to see the characters all the time, but it's so dialogue heavy that actually you spend most of your time reading it and not necessarily looking at it, and that's just the way of it.
I think you're right. I think dialogue or subtitles rather aren't a problem in dramas, but in comedy they are, because you really miss things. And also, like, most French humor, some French comedies and films are very funny, but they don't translate very well. But this one seems to. It seems to be.
It's good. I'll watch more. I think there's a bunch of series, but I've only watched the first couple of the first one.
Yeah, I watch. I know you're going to talk about Billie Eilish tomorrow, but I did watch the the what's her name documentary that everybody's talking about.
Britney Spears documentary. Yeah.
And I mean, it's that's extraordinary. I think there's another kind of the next excerpt of the court drama is coming up in about a month.
Yeah, but it really is kind of stagnant. Those who would say, "Oh, I don't want to watch a documentary about Britney Spears. She means nothing to me. Her music has nothing to do with that." Of course, you know.
No, it's a human story, and she always seemed so sweet as well.
It's a story kind of this century where everybody gets their the director is who we spoke to in the program last week is wagging a finger at us all, you know, in terms of the way we took the news.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Who, as we said, sort of hinted last week, who is without sin when it comes to Britney? Right. Because everybody laughed at her, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you haven't seen the Frank Zappa yet, no?
I haven't seen the Frank Zappa yet, no.
The one
no,
you should look no. at though is The Dissident, which is really superb. It's a fantastic documentary. Oh, it's great. Yeah. What's that about? It's about Khashoggi, who was.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's because it's. I'm watching things for the festival, and it is. It is chilling, all right. Yeah, it really is.
And some of the reconstructions in terms of the bees and the flies and all that kind of stuff that they do is just amazing. Yeah. And just what technology is doing to the world as well. Everything else. Anyway, look, what was I going to say? Yeah, anything else that I need to know about? No, anything I'm missing?
No, just comfort rewatching. That's the way to go at the moment, Dave, I find.
Comfort rewatching. Any news at all on what's happening? I believe Succession Series 3 is being made. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is being shot. Yeah, and so I don't know if they're looking at. I think they're looking at this autumn. I think isn't that it?
I don't know.
Obviously, that's the second season was so good that it'll be a hard act to follow.
The first and second. There's another try for Ireland. There you go. All right.
Very good.
Goodbye. Listen, thanks, Paul. Come on.
Thanks,
yourself.
Dave.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.